heaven and earth adore you. Angels
fly. You are beautiful.
You know what God is reminding me of?
Angels bow before you. You are beautiful. You are beautiful.
The Lord is reminding me of a meeting where this song was sung. Do you remember? I remember because of the circumstances around it, experiencing God. And I got a feedback that while that was going on, in that 30, 40 minutes, a shrine close by caught fire. Am I correct? A shrine close by caught fire. I just saw that picture now. And that means an angel is here for something territorial. I want us to touch it. I don't know if somebody is ready for that. I was hoping for later in the meeting. But is somebody ready for that? Can we touch something in Abuja? Can we touch something in Abuja? Very simple. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to picture judgment. Is somebody ready for this? Close your eyes, very loud, very fast, pray in the spirit for 1 minute. 1, 2, go. I want you to see it in the spirit. Enirea, Adil, Esete Akadana. Something used to happen in Akwa Ibom. There used to be very rampant armed robbery attacks many years ago. My mom was telling me this some weeks ago. And that went on. Everybody got used to it. There's nothing we can't get used to. Yes or no? There's nothing. The North is a practical example. You go to some places, you know, in the West, we believe that everywhere is being bombed on a daily basis. Until you come to the North and find out that the same place that was bombed yesterday, market will happen there the next day. Yes or no? How many of you have stayed in some of those very troubled places? The same spot that exploded yesterday, people will gather as usual again today. Yes or no? That's how powerful human beings are. We can adapt to anything. Satan knows this, by the way. All you have to do is do it slowly and we will adapt. So they were doing that until on a daily basis, you're just hoping they don't reach your house. You'll be hearing the gunshots, hearing the, bring the money, bring it there. And everybody was used to it and you'll sleep normally. Tomorrow, praise God again, it didn't reach your turn. Until they got restless. Shout restless. I can't hear you. Shout restless. When people get restless, things always change. That's why the devil does not do things too gra-gra-ish. Because once you get restless, you will pack his load, pack the load on behalf of your family members, pack all the load he has packed for the past 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and throw it away. He knows that once you get restless, things will change beyond what he even expected. People got restless, then they got ready for the arm robbers. You have to have enough bullets to wipe out the entire state when people are restless, right? Each arm robber they catch, no police. They burn the arm robber right there. So people will come and see piles of bodies until there was peace. No police. I'm saying it because at the moment, it seems like there's no police. And kidnappings are happening on a daily basis. And we're going over our lives as usual, right? I want us to touch something that will cause a restlessness in the spirits of people. Because it's not normal for people to get restless. Hear this and hear this well. It's not normal. What happened last year was not normal. I don't know if somebody's hearing what I'm saying. Even devil was surprised. Politicians were surprised. The unity, the intentionality, and we see how it was shut down. We are going to touch something in the atmosphere that will cause people's eyes to open and let people become restless all of a sudden. And it will cause the attention of the government to be arrested. And all these things will come to an end. I want it to come to an end when? I thought somebody would say this year. Because we still have how many months to go? I don't know if it's your sister that are coming for next. You know, we don't catch bodies until it's a family member. Yes or no? Trust me. Even as a man of God, when people call you and say, pray for me, this happened to my parents, this happened to you, don't feel it until my dad passed last year. And I began to feel the pulse like never before. You think you know compassion until it has touched you. That's why we don't have an high priest that is not what? That is not touched. Until it has touched you, you can't really show the right compassion because power is in it. Don't wait until it has what? Touched you. That's how wise people do. Because that mother, that father crying could be your mother. It could be your father. It's heartlessness to keep on going even when there are tears being shed all around us. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So we pray for the peace of Jerusalem so that who will have peace? Just letting you know that it's not a selfish prayer. It is foolish to not pray for Nigeria like many people here don't do. This meeting can't hold if Nigeria is in crisis. Yes or no? So if we use all our lives to pray for our anniversaries and conventions and pray for all our programs and don't invest that much prayer in this nation, our anniversaries will not hold this year. Yes or no? Our conventions will not hold. Yes or no? But Satan knows we are wired as selfish people as well. Human beings are wired selfish. You only think of your own, right? You only think of your own. You only cry when it's your own. So I want you to intentionally lift up your right hand and declare all over this nation, we decree restlessness. I can't hear you. Can you shout it? Restlessness. Shout it again all over Nigeria. We decree restlessness. 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 Shout it one more time. All over Nigeria. We decree restlessness. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Let there be a holy restlessness. In the government, let there be restlessness. In the police force, let there be restlessness. Among the citizenry, let there be restlessness.
Let all the matters plaguing our nation be arrested as we become restless, first in prayers, then in deliberate actions. 30 more seconds, pray in the Spirit. We will press and press till we burn the world. Cause there's a fire inside us that is able to burn the world. We will press and press till we burn this world. Cause there's a fire inside me that is able to burn the world. Ten more seconds, louder and faster.
River, overflow. Mighty river, overflow. River, overflow. Our world is waiting, waiting for river. Creation is waiting for our overflow. People are waiting, Nigeria is aching. This nation is waiting for our overflow. River, river, overflow. Mighty river, overflow. River, overflow, mighty river, overflow, river, overflow. My world is waiting, waiting for river. Creation is waiting for my overflow. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. All right, quickly, you might be seated. God bless you. For every soup to taste exactly as it should taste, the ingredients must be complete and in the right amounts, yes or no? So when you go online, you download recipe. It does not mean that when you're done with cooking that soup, it will taste like what you tasted in the restaurant. Yes or no? Some of you understand what I'm saying. Not everybody cooks rice with salt. Some people cook salt with what? Rice. I like to give these very funny graphics. Some people think I'm even a comedian. Glory to Jesus. It just helps it stick. That is the frustration of many believers who are wondering, but I pray, but I fast. Why don't I get results? Please listen to this very brief session and get ready to pray, because your prayers will be different and so your results will be what? Will be different. Please listen. These meetings are not designed to solve all your problems, but they are designed to equip you to solve what? All your problems. I know the hearts of ministers, especially in this territory, Abuja. Not many men of God even want you to know how to solve your problem. You can doubt me. But for ministry to be successful, just like businesses, you hide the secret, yes or no? Oh God. You hide the secret, yes or no? I like feedback, so help me with your yes and your no. There are some companies that store their secrets in heavily guarded places, like Coca-Cola, yes or no? Go and find out the recipe. Let God lead you to the place. You'll see that some places are more armed or heavily guarded than even your governor's office. Because once that secret is out, business is out. So if we are saying we will be many, it means we are going to spoil business. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of you, literally, all you want in your life is just to be able to give word of knowledge. I can teach you now. You will give word of knowledge now. That does not make you a man of God. Even though many men of God, the only thing they used to build the ministry is what? Word of knowledge. Over the years, there's been a struggle to not be over dramatic in presentation of truths and just say it as it is and trust that people will believe and receive and have results, because people like the dramatic. As I'm speaking in the next few minutes, there will be some things I'll be saying that are words of knowledge, literally. But because I won't say it as dramatically as you would like it to be said, you will not likely hold on to it and receive it. Because I didn't say, I'm seeing you now. And there's a bed that is flying on your head. Have I seen you before? No. Have you known me before? Please celebrate grace. And some of this unnecessary pressure being placed on ministers is our fault. If we were many, they would be contending for more serious things, right? Those five words of knowledge is what I will now use the whole 3 hours to do. Shout a couple of decrees over you and you shout amen. And be back again for next month's vigil, because your life is not going to change. By the grace of God, at least they call me man of God, whether I am or not. I'm telling you as one, that there are many things you think will shift you that will not. The prophetic word can. But if everything looks like it has failed, there are some things that cannot what? Fail. Kai. I like drama too. I like to fall down. I like to vomit frog, even though I've not vomited it before. But I won't mind. No, I won't mind. I actually will mind vomiting frog. But I will not mind being paralyzed under the power. That's the kind of thing I like. I remember going for a meeting and I was saying, Lord, paralyze me. Why? Why should? That was my dream of power. I remember one man, they call him Fireman. Randy Clark was talking about this man. After impartation of Randy Clark, The power of God came upon this man. They began to attack him, fireman. Why? When he's preparing for ministration, the power of God will come upon him. He'll become crippled. And they'll wheel him to the meeting. And they will stretch forth his hands. And boom, everybody's under the power. And he can now stand. And he will walk out. That's the end of service. I am telling you. They started calling him what? Fireman. Same thing happened to, what's her name? Heidi Baker. For about 7-8 days straight, she was being wheeled in. You came with two legs for this meeting. They now buy wheelchair for you on your way home. Can you imagine the look on your parents' faces? Who are you? Why is your hair standing? And why can't you walk? Mommy, I'm your daughter. That's how I like it. I'm going somewhere. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's exactly how this guy likes it. I might sound as if I don't like it again. Why are you laughing? Do I sound like I don't like it? I might sound like that. But those angels are still here, intact. And they still do it. And we still love it. But we know that after shaking like that, your life can look exactly the same. The only thing that changed was that the church is cleaner from the way you helped us clean it. Are you guys what I'm saying? There's no need to mop anywhere, to clean anywhere. We have enough water from the eyes of some people here. If they start crying, they will flood the world and go back and continue as usual. So I like the fire, the power of God. I like the dramatic. But it's just a matter of time before frustration will grab your neck. And you will watch people fall under the power and stand up and still not yield. You will watch. How many of you understand what I'm saying? I know I'm not talking to everybody. Those of you who have journeyed beyond salvation. If you're not speaking in tongues yet, wave your hands, please. I don't like to assume. I'm seeing some hands. Wave it very high, please. All right? Because 12 hours is not going to be fun if you don't speak in tongues. You might do what some people did in one meeting, where the brother said, Jesus, why? After how many hours of speaking in tongues? 2 a.m. He was just trekking. I was looking at him. He was in my group. We'll be still fine. I just heard the words, Jesus. Why? I said, Jesus, appear and explain to him before he changes his mind about Christianity. Hallelujah. So if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues, please want to get that sorted out. Wave your hands or rise up on your feet. Jam your hands together for them as they rise. Come on, celebrate these people. Tonight is matriculation night. Overflow. My world is waiting. Waiting for rivers. Creation is waiting for my overflow. If you are standing up, please, someone wave your hands. Who's going to attend to them? Do we have people attending to them? Quickly. The guys from Experiencing God, where are they? Please, so that we don't waste time. All right, if you're on this side, can you please walk towards this side? You'll see a brother waving their hands. They are waiting for you. Please, guys, they have about 10 minutes maximum. All right? So they can be back to hear this message. Holy Ghost baptism, quickly, please. See the way you're looking at them. Jam your hands together for this precious, wonderful. If you were shy, you didn't raise your hand. Oh, yeah, join them now. We'll do as if we didn't see you. Quickly. And for your information, those of you going out, some of you have spoken before. Speak boldly. Don't doubt it, because every single person here, including the person holding this mic, has doubted their tongues. Yes or no? You do hear the number of yeses? Shout the yes again. Let them hear it. So the only reason they are speaking, some of them from frustration, they don't want to continue receiving. They just continue. Somebody will not tell me that the Holy Spirit, no, okay, speak in tongues. Stop that nonsense. If you went through what I went through with Sheketelia, even Sheketelia knows me. I know Sheketelia. 4 years, Sheketelia. Jesus, Sheketelia. Sheketelia didn't leave me alone. 4 years, doubted my tongues. Someone now telling me I want to be chanting like you. Did you suffer like me? If you suffer with me, I just believe God just said, okay, let's compensate this guy for all the stress he went through. Am I the only one? Pastor's child. If God didn't know me, do you know my father? How can I start with Sheketelia for 4 years? Praise God. Are we together now? So I like the dramatic, and I still do. Heidi Baker, under the power of God, 8 days being wheeled in and out of the sessions. Left that meeting after how many days? Come on, after how many days? Do you know what it means to be slain for 8 days? I've seen it, oh, we see saw it this year. Last year's own. The lady was taken to urinate. They bring her back again to the room. Bring her for the sessions. Literally dead. That's the only way you can put it, because no talking, nothing. Just carrying her. Day one, day two, day three, day four. Not all this falling down, standing up. I'm talking about 5,000 volts. Enter your body. One day, she picked paper and she was writing. Please tell Pastor Lawrence, they want to take me to a deeper place. And that one will take another 40 days. This was after about 7 days straight. And we're about to close the retreat. I said, thank you, Jesus. I want to take God, beg you, Jesus. Call her back. Because I'm not going to be here, not see anybody's child under the power. You're not eating. You're not drinking. What are you eating? I don't even know. That's scary, right? You think power of God is all fun and jokes until real power jam you. Some of you want it. I know. Some of you like that kind of thing. So like I was saying, I like to be crippled. I like to be blinded like Paul. As long as it's God, let them lead me out. I'm not kidding you. That's how I like it. I like to see children, you know, carry like as if they have. I see people fly out of window. I said, good. Until God sorted that matter in my heart. That do you want transformation? I think I should share how that happened. It was during the revival we had on campus, and we're praying. Because some of us like the dramatic above prayer. When we start praying, you will see it. You like the people carrying you along, shouting, all the drama. Hold your neighbor, raise your hand, do like this now. Once we state, when we start praying, and are now on your own, you yourself and you. Baba mo wa dupe o. They start going close to the ground. You said, hallelujah. And so that day, I went for this meeting after praying 12 hours every day for a number of days. prayed for this meeting. And in previous times, I've seen the power of God rock those students. You will pity them. You just wonder what the minister's intention is. The more they are begging, the more I'm shouting, more. More. Is it until somebody's child dies? Cut out from the nose. More. You see the child saying, I can't breathe. More. More. I'm not kidding you. So this day, I went for war. I said, let me see. It's good to just find out what will happen to you if you charge. Workers, are you hearing what I'm saying? Find out what will happen on Sunday if I do 3 days before I lead worship. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What will happen if I spend 7 days no food, just water, and I'm moving my lips? What will happen? Let me see what will happen. Just experiment. Find out if this devil is a smart person or not. You will find out that he's very smart. He walks away from people like that. He advises himself. They will have meeting in the coven and say, my dears, the number of houses we can fly over has reduced. Why? Because there's somebody whose atmosphere is covering his street. Not his house. His what? His street. We lost our mama witch. I'm saying this for those who are new entrants. If you came in between last week and this week, wave your hands. Wave your hands. All right. Please, don't fly over whose street here? If you know you are truly a witch, come and fly. Witches, fly. We are made to fly, right? Fly. We will chop food. We will eat bed. In my village, they eat all manner of things. Don't fly, oh. If you want to fly, choose the animal you want to fly as. Choose well. Choose what they don't eat. Some people watching online will be wondering, what is this pastor saying? Trust me, this is an amazing country. The only country that looks like us is China when it comes to eating. They are worse. Are we together now? So I went for this meeting quickly. I just want to share it quickly. And I was prepared for... I didn't raise any altar call because I didn't go there for souls. Emphasis on I didn't go there for what? You see where this heart was. I went there for war. And so I got there. And I said, brethren, quickly, 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 arrange the chairs because quickly, 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 arrange the chairs. And they did. Lift up your hands everywhere. That's how the meeting started. Jesus! Touch, touch, touch. They were looking at me. Jesus. Touch. All of them are still looking at me. And I don't like to lay hands. Some of you know, understand what I'm saying. I want you to touch you from where I am. There are three stages. There's the one which is conduction, is convection, and then there's radiation. Radiation is the highest. Where there's no need for what? For contact at that energy level, from meters away, the power of God can touch a person. Maria Woodward Etta had it at a dimension that several meters and miles, people will be under the power. There was another man, I don't remember his name, when he enters a train, was it D.L. Moody? When he enters a train, they know D.L. Moody has entered, when people begin to fall under the power in the train. It's the same anointing, not ministering. He's carrying it, hosting it permanently. Now listen. So I went, finished the shouting, nothing happened. So it was paining me. I said, okay, next step is to start to what? Lay hands. I started to lay hands, lay hands. I remember one guy fell on the floor. It was really paining me. So I was going back to school, and the Holy Spirit asked me a question. What do you want? Do you want people to fall under the power, or do you want them to be transformed? And you know, every answer the Holy Ghost asks, we as Christians grew up in church, you can answer it. Yes or no? What's the answer? Lord, I want your children transformed. I want them to know you. There's nothing you can't say correctly. Yes or no? But does the Holy Spirit ask foolish questions? Does he just ask questions because he's bored? Any question he has ever asked you, there's something in your heart that needs to be checked. You hear what I just said? If you were wise, you would not answer. You say, Lord, you know. The next week, Friday, I got there, and the most interesting thing had happened that day. They were giving testimony, secondary school, and this young boy called Ayodeji, I think he was 14 years old, was a Muslim. I sat that Friday. Remember, I didn't do altar call. So I had marked his soul. No need for this soul to go to heaven, because all I'm looking for here is fire. He came out for testimony. The principal said, I'm going to share his testimony personally. All of you know what has happened in this boy's life. They all shouted, yes. So I was curious. I started to quickly recollect the meeting. Is it not? Nothing happened last week now. They're all looking at me as I was shouting, fire, fire, fire. The meeting that was paining me. He said, testimony. Okay. So I was listening. And he said, Eldeji said, Pastor Lawrence made a statement which every pastor will make. Your life will change. Will your life not change? Whether it changed or did not change, you say, amen. So I was wondering what is in the statement. Is what we will say now. Tell them to take it easy, oh, people's children. Okay. Hallelujah. Now, he said, as he said that, I went back home. And as I was going back home, I was in tears. I began to preach in the bus. So I noted that a Muslim was preaching in the bus. Driver was in tears, told him not to pay. Got to his house. His mother was a Christian, his father an Alhaji. Knelt down for the first time to pray. And he began to speak in tongues. He couldn't stop for many hours. Found his mother's Bible and then began to read. And so that day, he had been fasting since Monday. This was the next Friday, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Fasting and encouraging people who have been in the faith to be serious with God. This guy has told his principal to his face, I can never become a Christian. So he told the principal, he said, I want to start going to church. He said, your father is an allergy. He will kill you. He said, I don't mind. It's either I die or I go to church. This little boy. So as he was saying all that, fear gripped me. I began to remember the meeting again. I started looking at those people that fell. No testimony. I remember that Eldeji did not fall down at the power. After the meeting, he came to meet me and asked me two questions. And I was ready again to solve all his problems. I said, what is the issue, my son? He said, sir, I have two problems. Tell me the problem. If you are a witch, oh, this night is risky to fly. Who can be the problem in your life? One sentence will chop their eye now. Eldeji, what is the problem? He said, number one problem, if I start speaking in tongues, I cannot stop again. How do I stop when I want to stop? Ah. Okay, what's the second problem? Second problem, if I start reading Bible, I can't stop again.
So if I want to stop by myself, how can I stop? Ah. Problem that I know almost everybody here would like to have. Our own problem is that if I want to start, how can I start when I want to start? Strange problems. You have come to a place of prayer now. You have to start praying. How can I start when I want to start? His own is how can I what? Stop when I want to stop. Kai, my heart broke that day. Jesus asked me again, what do you want? Ah, I understood the question. Transformation, oh, that's what I want. There might be no air of drama. Kai, let that person find out after that 5 minute song that they are not normal again. Are you getting what I'm saying? And he showed me the secret. It's much prayer. Pray and pray and pray until anybody who mistakenly touches you is permanently damaged positively. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Add fasting to it and you become even more colossal in your impact. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because many people's limits would have been removed by now if you just added fasting. I'm saying all this is intentionally because we might not have the time to say it again. If it is a struggle for you personally, tell somebody by your side, get a friend. Do it with somebody. Shut down, lock the door like ALN did. They locked up for a reason. Or else he will open it himself. He by himself still banged the door. Honey, open the door at 12 noon. The fasting was for how many days? Who has read it? How many days was ALN trying to fast for? Eh? Nobody has read the book. A. Allen, the one they call Demon Chaser. He'll mention his name and demons will run out. Tell the person A. Allen is here. A. Allen said we should tell you. What is Salon? This is how his journey started. Go online, watch videos. These are your daddies. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tell your neighbor, that's your daddy. It's your daddy. It's your daddy. Watch him until something enters your eyes. Watch him until you become restless. Watch him until you can't take nonsense again from demons. And so on and so forth. There are many of your daddies online. Don't let anybody tell you that you should not take from them. All things are yours. You hear what I just said? But drink responsibly. What I meant was drink carefully. Are we together now? So I love the power of God. I love it dramatic. However, it's very, very important that beyond the dramatic presentation, there is an impartation of strength to continue after now. Or else, you won't see those things, your emotions as it were. Because we're not really stirring up emotions, but that's part of what will be stirred. Yes or no? Your spirit is stirred. Your emotions too are what? They are stirred. You might not see those things you saw so clearly tonight come to pass if you don't receive strength to continue after now. Are you getting what I'm saying? One man of God came and told me in our church, we'll not mention the name. Okay. Let's leave it. Hallelujah to Jesus. But I'll share one. Bishop Francis Waluke came to minister in our church in one of our conventions, and he prophesied 2013 October. He finished ministering and I was on the keyboard
like he is now. And he picked up his handkerchief. And he was calling for seeds. So the meeting was over. This was now, you know, let's raise offering. People come and give support this meeting. And as I was playing, he stopped. And the keyboardist who was playing before felt like the meeting is now over. So he got up to go and sit down. I just said, let me just go and, you know, play on the keyboard. And he just suddenly stopped and looked at me. Began to walk towards me. And then put the face towel on my head. I want to ask you a question after I finish this, you know. Imagine that minister you love and respect. Just in case you don't know the person I'm talking about. Think of that person you love and respect. Do you have the person in your mind now? Do you? The person comes to you in the crowd, puts the face towel he's ministering with on your head and begins to prophesy and says, the mantle of David is coming upon you now. The Lord will give you songs in the night, songs that will set the captives free, songs that will change the world, and so on and so forth. And he walks away. There will be so much joy in your heart. This meeting is made. Yes or no? Yes or no? This meeting is a success. Yes or no? A successful meeting. Say, mommy, they singled me out. They called my name. I didn't know my name before. So as they called it, I now remember my name. They put face towel on my head, mommy. See the face towel live. So that day, the instrumentalists were telling me, Alex, you know, cut soap. Touch my head, touch my head. So I was touching their head. Just small, small. Don't struggle. I know that they are here. People who are expecting something they should not be expecting. I'm telling you what you need now. Please listen. And that day, remember my daddy telling me, you know today was a special night? Ah, it's me you'll be telling. I know tonight is a special night. Do you keep the face towel? I have wrapped it inside transparent nylon. It's on the base of my box. It's time for sounds. I lay down on the bed. Woke up the next morning, no sound. Slept the next day with my left ear so that in case my right ear is blocked. Woke up the next morning, what? No sound. And that went on for a week. 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 1 full year, no sound. And I knew what I was looking for. I'm not talking about the one that, there are minstrels here. We want to form song now. We can form song now. Yes or no? You are a minstrel in the house. You understand what I'm saying? Should I show you what I'm saying? Now. Form song now. But that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about downloaded. When it comes, you know it has come. God help you, you don't have a recorder around you. It's like you just lost $1 million. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. And truly it is such, because if you truly channel it as you should, that song, some people have used one song to build house. There are families that are still eating from a song. Yes or no? Just in case you are thinking song is just a nice melody. It's coming with an economy, literally. It's coming literally to change a life. Apart from the fact that it's turning destinies around, setting prayer lives on fire, doing all manner of things to people. So I was expecting that. It didn't happen. After 1 year, the Holy Ghost told me, is it now you'll be learning that you give birth to my promises? And so I gave myself to 1 month. Seeking for what? Sounds. And it was a matter of time before we broke through into that. So two ingredients every prayer that will birth results must have. Number one, let's open James 5:16.
We'll see both of them there. Please, if you have amplified, I'll be very happy. So we can do it quickly. Amplified version of the scriptures. James chapter 5. Do we have it? Let's know if we have it. So somebody can read it quickly. If you have it, I'll be very happy. Amplified version. Amplified version. Good. We'll start from the NLT. Are we ready? Are we ready? Oh, 1, 2, go. This time around, please shout it. 1, 2, go. One more time, shout it. 1, 2, go. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. Two ingredients are there for a prayer that will cause dangerous quakes on the earth. Number one, it will be what? Heartfelt. Number two, it will be what? Continued. It has been a process of time for me to learn these things. We have made our mistakes. We have argued our arguments. We have wasted our own time too. I want to help somebody who is just beginning their journey to ensure you add this to your ingredients. Don't assume you know it. Number one, it must be what? Heartfelt. And number two, it must be what? Continued. Most prayers miss one of these elements. It's either it is heartfelt but brief. That school of thought believes that once you say it, leave it. That's all. To continue praying is doubt. Okay. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Prayer is not just something you do once. It's something you continue to do. Why do I say heartfelt? Heartfelt means it must have your full attention. Heartfelt means you should not be distracted in the prayer. Heartfelt means your heart is involved. Your heart is feeling the prayer. It's touching your heart. One man said, if the prayer does not touch you, how can it touch God? He's basically saying that let your heart be in the prayer. One man also said in a quote, prayer quote, that in prayer, rather let your heart be without words than your words without heart. I'll say it again. Rather, if you must choose one, let your heart be without what? Words. Than your words without what? Heart. It means there must be intensity in your prayer. There must be fervency. There must be seriousness. Anybody who has been a 12-hour stretch before, who has had many of these kind of experiences before, is not likely to fulfill the first one. You know why? Because of familiarity. So you will approach it like one of those prayer meetings. The only hope heaven has for many of us is to keep using the idolatry in our hearts of guest ministers. So we are able to be serious when we have a what? A guest minister. So we're just praying until an apostle comes in. Short form for all day. Suddenly, this is the moment God will touch my life. What were you doing for the last 6 hours? That you don't know is the reason that 1 hour with that person counts. Because you've tied all your expectation to the time with a man. And as beautiful as that is, because men carry things, yes or no?
We know that. We know that men open us realities. They are representations of realities. Some things were not available before until a man arrived. Possibilities shift when men come. However, if I didn't learn this 2013, I would have thought a move of God depends on a man of God. We saw a move of God with no man of God involved. And that's where I was firmly established on the truth. If God finds praying men, God will start moving. Those of you in campuses waiting for somebody to come, I am telling you, the river inside you can flood that campus. Waiting for a man who has journeyed is just an easier way out. Are you getting what I'm saying? You can make it happen. You can organize it. Because a man full of the Spirit is a walking revival. So what you are praying for years, he can come and open it up. Yes or no? Are you with me? Yes. However, inside every believer's spirit here,